The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Thursday, September 28, 2023. The Committees for the Defense of the Revolution, CDR, Cuba's largest mass organization, are celebrating its 63rd anniversary this Thursday, immersed in revitalizing its structures and adapting it to the new times. The organization is also closing its 10th Congress with a commitment to continue improving the work of the Cuban Revolution with its spirit of militancy and resistance focused on analyzing the organization's problems with a renewed approach and actions to help the country in the current context. The historic leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, announced the founding of the CDRs on September 28, 1960, in a speech in front of the former presidential palace, now Museum of the Revolution. This organization was established to defend the society in each neighborhood, and since its foundation, the committees have fought crime, illegality, corruption, drugs, and social indiscipline. The Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs of Cuba, Carlos Fernandez de Cosío, told the press in New York that his country hopes to be informed about the investigation regarding the attack with Molotov cocktails against its embassy in Washington. The diplomat assured that so far they do not have any information about the individual who perpetrated the attack on the diplomatic headquarters in the U.S. Capitol on Sunday. A statement released by the Cuban foreign minister described the attack on September 24 as terrorist and recalled that 3 years after the first violent act in 2020, the assailant has not been tried. The document emphasizes that the United States government has refused to classify the event as a terrorist act. At the same time, it emphasizes the special obligation of the Northern nation to adopt appropriate measures to protect the premises of the Cuban representation established by the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations. The ambassador of the Russian Federation in Cuba, Victor Coronelli, advocated this Wednesday for strengthening and materializing mutual cooperation, including broad participation of his country's business community in the Havana International Fair. The comment took place shortly after concluding the ceremony for the delivery of a donation of vegetable oil through the World Food Program. When referring to the Russia-Cuba Business Forum held in the Cuban capital last May and the work of the Intergovernmental Commission for Economic, Commercial, and Scientific Technical Collaboration, Coronelli told the press that progress is gradually being noted. The expert highlighted that some 14 agreements, contracts, and memorandums of intent signed as a culmination of the work of the two forums demonstrated the willingness of both countries to enter a new stage of their economic commercial ties with specific points determined in the work agenda. The Cuban ambassador to Bolivia, Danilo Sanchez, described as very important the presence of a Cuban delegation at the Santa Cruz International Fair, Fexpo Cruz. Sanchez also mentioned the participation of neuroscience specialists and from the Genetic Engineering Center in the province of Santo Espíritus, who presented equipment, medications, and methodologies. The ambassador added that work meetings were also held with representatives from the poultry and pork production sector during the fair. Sanchez described as very promising the exchange to be held this Thursday with producers in the fish farming sector between the Bolivian and Cuban parties. Cuba, Sanchez said, is committed to provide collaboration based on its scientific technical experience in the biotechnology sphere, an issue of interest for Bolivia in the improvement of seeds. The 10th Macro Business Roundtable of the member countries of the Latin American Integration Association, Expo ALADI, will be held in Havana between October 2 and 4 at the IPAB Expo venue. For the first time, participation is extended to Caribbean nations with over 330 companies having confirmed their presence. The exhibition will include the biopharmaceutical and food sectors and the provision of professional services. ALADI is an international intergovernmental organization created by the Treaty of Montevideo in 1980. It aims at promoting the harmonious and balanced economic and social development of the 13 member countries using regional economic integration as an instrument. And in the international agenda, we have that the macro business roundtable between Venezuela and Colombia in Caracas will continue with the installation of 100 work tables, President Nicolas Maduro said during the inauguration of the first international telecommunications fair, that the macro business conference is the largest of all those held in the history of our countries, and revealed that 530 Colombian businessmen and 410 Venezuelan companies are participating in it. The ambassador of Colombia in Venezuela, Milton Rengifo, stated that both countries are one and said that the process of reopening relations will deepen the integration process. Rengifo pointed out that soon Venezuela and Colombia will have to innovate administratively and politically so as to allow common governance in the region where 13 million human beings live. Executive Vice President Delcy Rodriguez recognized the contributions of Presidents Nicolas Maduro and Gustavo Petro in the process of reestablishing bilateral relations, which led to the opening of the border. Meanwhile, the Chilean government announced on national television the budget proposal for 2024, which will have economic reactivation and social and public security among its priorities. According to President Gabriel Boric, the project promotes and supports growth while maintaining fiscal responsibility. The president said that in a context of budget restriction, an expansion of public spending focused on education and health is to be maintained. Boric acknowledged that the debate on the issue in the National Congress always has its complexities, although he expressed his hope in reaching consensus. The government spokesperson, Minister Camila Vallejo, pointed out that the objective is to continue reinforcing issues of concern to citizens, such as fundamental social rights, economic issues, and the reinforcement of public security. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unite us.